ladies and gentlemen, for Fox 2, it's Amy Lang.
Hey.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, guys. Hey. How's it going?
Good. Where's our cupcakes?
I'm working on it. I'm, you know, actually in the kitchen right now trying to decide what I'm going to bake for you guys. So, you know, it's coming your way.
So Amy posted on her Facebook page that you're an amazing cook, by the way.
Thank you. It's really my husband who's the cook and I'm the baker. And okay. So, you know, he's the one who does the buying.
So you announced to him, you announced to your husband that you needed what?
I needed those cupcake liners, you know, the little papers that go in because I make muffins and cupcakes. I make cookies, all kinds of stuff. But I was out of liners. And so he placed a little order on Amazon because he just, you know, he's like a good bulk buyer. Like he's a Costco guy and all that jazz. And 1,800 liners showed up. And I said, how many are these? And again, and he's like, I think that's 1,800. And I'm like, well, why did you give me so many? And he's like, look, I've gotten you 1,000 before and you've gone through them. So you're just going to have these a little bit longer, but I'm sure that they'll work.
1,800 cupcake liners.
1,800. I've got them.
Oh, my God. So what was the response when you posted this?
Well, a lot of people were like, I guess he really likes cupcakes. I had a lot of people who also, you know, offered suggestions, like, you know, just giving me some other ideas. Most of the people just placed orders, like, can I order some cupcakes?
I noticed that. Did you see that was the same thing on our page? We posted, people were like, oh, I'd like some, Amy can make cupcakes for us. So, well, you get a segment on the 9, you should be on there.
I know, right? I should be like, guys, like, I'm getting a lot of response, but really it's all about my cupcake liners. However, I do have a few good recipes for you to try.
Oh, you're awesome. Well, we appreciate the time this morning. And if you ever need any cupcakes, eaters, not the liners, but eaters, we're right here.
I'm totally bringing you guys some. You're going to like be like, oh, she was serious, because I'm going to do you up, I swear.
Oh, you're the best. Okay, Amy Lang, Fox 2, you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, Amy.
You too, guys. Take care. Great talking to you.
You too. Bye.
When Finn first came into the world, we had to get Vaseline for his butt. And
okay.
There was a specific one that the doctor was like, use this. It's really good. It's a little bit more expensive, but it'll work. It'll take it away right away. So Heidi goes on Amazon and buys what she thought was 4 tubes. She ended up buying 40 tubes. So we just have a massive box of Vaseline in our house. We used it for like 2 weeks. He was fine. So now if you need some Vaseline, I can bring it in for you.
Put the pineapple flag up and set the box by the front door. Just see how people react. Morgan, I'm going. You guys going to go over to Logan's house? No. Never going over there, man. It scares me. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
So Amy Lang, her husband bought her 1,800 cupcake liners. Have you made an Amazon purchase like that? Or
not an Amazon, but we went up north, packed up, and went to our other house. So I placed an order over the phone with Cops and Donuts. I wanted a dozen donuts, and I wanted 2 dozen each of the different cookies.
Right.
Well, when he told me that the order was like $68, I should have suspected something. Yeah. They were about as big as 2 men's hands. They're huge. There's 3 of us up there. We get up there with all these cookies. I had to freeze them. They were humongous.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
So now, what was your purchase gone wrong?
Okay, so I some boxes from the post office, and you can order them online. So I asked my wife to order 25 boxes. Well, instead of ordering 25 boxes, she ordered 25 bundles. They delivered 25 bundles of 25 boxes each. And I mean, it was half the driveway was filled with these boxes. So the good thing was is that they were free, but way too many, so I had to take them back to the post office.
How is your shipping business going, Mark? Is it going well?
Yeah, actually it is.
Robin.
Good morning.
Oh, it says here, Halloween, what was the big purchase?
Oh, the glowy wristbands that you put on kids for Halloween.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. They're awesome.
Well, I went on Oriental Trading, and I wanted 4, and I didn't realize it was a gross of 144 each.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're buying in bulk when you're on there, man. Yeah. Hi, Chris. So what happened?
So my wife ended up buying way too many straws for their bachelorette party, which wasn't that bad except for the straws themselves because they were for their bachelorette party.
A little inappropriate?
Yeah. So I end up finding them randomly all throughout the house now from her bags and her luggage. And
straws from her bachelorette party.
We're still randomly finding them. It's still
how many straws did she buy, Chris? How many straws?
So originally the order was supposed to be for 100, and then 600 ended up coming in.
Well, there you go. Well, if you get time, send us one to the radio station. We'd love to have a couple of those straws in the studio.
Absolutely. They're very noticeable.
Okay. Oh, wow. All right. Okay. Send us a picture when you get time, Chris. Now I want to see the bachelorette straw from Chris.
You do?
Yeah. There's no bachelor. Why? Is it got a guy in it?
Oh. No, you know what they are. Wait, it's just hitting you what they are.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.